If you've ever bought or sold a house, what was your motivation? Maybe it was the desire to start a family or to try a new job in a new city. Today, Valley Public Radio's Carrie Klein reports on a number of people moving out of the Valley for an entirely different reason, one that's related to the Valley's ozone concentrations, which have been creeping higher as the temperature has climbed.
Judy Iman Taylor is packing. She picks up a gold picture frame leaning against a wall and gingerly wraps it in bubble wrap.
That's about, 40, almost 40 years old now.
In a few weeks, she and her husband John Taylor will load this and everything else in their Fresno home onto a moving truck bound for Utah.
We are keeping the bubble wrap company in business.
But she has to stop packing when her husband, who's been coughing in another room, walks stiffly into the kitchen.
I am having an asthma attack right now.
You don't sound good.
About 15 minutes later, she begins struggling to breathe. He hands her his rescue inhaler.
Yeah, but you're already showing signs, huh?
I know.
The attacks are an unwelcome reminder of why they're moving, leaving behind most of their 6 kids and 11 grandchildren.
It's the air that's the key. We wouldn't be doing this if it wasn't for the air.
And in southwest Utah, Taylor says the red hills and mesas are pretty clear.
All right, sweetie, you're being good.
Taylor and his wife both developed asthma as adults. They manage it with pills and inhalers and by staying inside when air pollution gets bad. But that's not the quality of life they want. Taylor refers to his house as a jail cell.
You can't go out and put 11,000 steps on your pedometer by staying inside a 1,300 square foot house or a 400 square foot apartment.
He says they were trying to make their retirement work in Fresno, but their doctor finally advised against it.
He recommended, get out now. And after trying some super mega doses, the after effects were so brutal that I said, you know what, if we stay here another year, we're going to die here.
This is a familiar story to Marie Iden. She's a real estate broker specializing in the foothills of Madera and Mariposa counties, which are above some of the pollution. She has clients from all over the state. But the ones from the Valley stick out.
The ones that are coming from Fresno, they are interested in getting out of the fog and the smog.
Despite marked improvements in air quality over the last few decades, many Valley cities still rank among the most polluted in the country. We don't know how many people that scares away, but it's not an insignificant number. When we asked on Facebook who had left because of the air, we got almost 24 responses. People like Samuel Baumgartner, an engineer who spent 4 years in Fresno. He and his fiancée moved to Santa Rosa once they began talking about starting a family.
If we're going to have children, we're not going to risk the health problems associated with air pollution.
Then there's Mahogany Ayala, a nurse practitioner who left Bakersfield for San Diego in 2013 after the birth of her first child. She says he was born small and he caught pneumonia early on.
He was just sick on breathing treatments all the time the first year of his life.
Air pollution has very real health consequences. It's not known to cause asthma, but it can exacerbate it. Almost every Valley county has a higher asthma prevalence than the state average, and state data show that from 2008 to 2010, asthma killed more than 120 Valley residents. Some pollutants have also been linked to cardiovascular diseases, reduced immune function, preterm birth, and low birth weight. So are the health risks chasing away enough people to make a dent in the Valley's economy? Not likely. Overall, the Valley is growing. The California county currently growing the fastest is Merced County. And Dennis Yee, a recruiter for Valley Children's Hospital, says air quality hardly ever comes up when talking with job candidates.
They may look at the crime rate, they may look at the air quality, but when they look at it in comparison to the other cities in California, I don't think it becomes a huge issue.
Nonetheless, John Kapitman, director of the Central Valley Health Policy Institute and a board member with the Valley Air District, is frustrated. We don't know more about the economics of air pollution.
We really have a renewed need to talk about are we making the best investments and how can we continue to move the region forward.
He argues we need an understanding of things like how many people leave and why and whether that's changed as air quality has improved.
That really is remarkably absent from the literature.
When she tells people why she's moving, Judy Iman Taylor is surprised by what she hears.
The response from a whole lot of people is, I wish I could do that. I'm miserable here.
Who knows? If everyone who wanted to flee the valley to escape air pollution did, we might have a real economic problem on our hands. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Carrie Klein.